All right, welcome in. Happy Tuesday. Lloyd Jackson back in the saddle. Nice
Election.
To see
you. Nice to see you, too. Election Tuesday, yeah. Part Primary. One of all of the money being spent. And after tonight, part two kicks in because you got to get ready for November.
A lot of money has been spent already. There's yes. no doubt about that.
Yes.
Look, there is a couple of really important ingredients if you want to win an election. I don't care if it's a primary or general. You got to have money.
That's it.
You got to have money. You got to be a viable candidate. Now, less of a viable candidate if you're running in a primary.
Yeah.
But you better
have the right one.
Yeah, you better be it.
Yeah.
When it comes time for November.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's kind of where we're at with this Democratic Senate race.
Senate race? Uh-huh.
And, you know, Haley Stevens, it looks like she's behind.
All the polls, the last three polls I looked at.
I mean, an aggregate of the last 10 polls I saw is Syed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, we're gonna cover this a lot today, but those same polls that show El Syed up mm-hmm. show him also losing by potentially double digits to Mike Rogers.
Yeah.
So, again, candidate strength is really important. Yeah. Having a legit candidate on the ticket is really important. Easy to pander to the base.
Oh, sure.
Less easy to pander to all of the voters in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, everybody gets happy after the primary. Yeah, my guy won, and then when it gets to November, they're like,
I will say,
is this the guy I really want?
Do you relish in the fact that Michigan is just at the center of all of this?
Oh, man. Michigan is involved in everything, Chris.
I mean, we're involved in everything, but I mean, like, Fox News is covering these Michigan races.
It's huge.
I've seen it 4 or 5 times on the Chiron in the last half hour.
Yes.
I mean, we've and again, this is a primary. Not everybody's having a primary today.
No, that's right?
Not there aren't all the states aren't having a primary.
No, that's right.
Today.
That's right.
But again, when you look at the balance of power and flipping seats and who's going to take over for who if they don't win, like all of these things.
And the story of
Michigan's important.
And it's the story of the progressive. You know, it's the story of the progressive. And what, you know, states.
The progressive? Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, you know, that's what they're.
Maybe that's what Abdul El Sayed calls himself.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah.
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 A push towards socialism.
Socialism. Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I mean, the farther progressive mm-hmm. viewpoint.
Yeah.
And what does that do to a general election?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. And then, of course, this hotly contested race between John James and Perry Johnson.
Man, and it's been fast and furious, man. These commercials, it's been
bummed. They don't stop.
They don't not stop.
They don't stop.
Federal election monitors from the U.S. Department of Justice, they're going to be on the ground in parts of Michigan today. The DOJ says monitors will observe polling locations here in Detroit, Hamtramck, Lansing, and East Lansing as part of a nationwide effort to ensure compliance with federal voting laws. Officials emphasize the monitors do not administer elections, handle ballots, or interact with the voters. The department says Michigan was selected because of a history of election-related concerns and notes that federal election monitoring has been used by both Republicans and Democratic administrations for years. The Detroit NAACP says it will also have election observers and attorneys available. Polls open at 7 o'clock, about 50 minutes from now.
The Tigers trade Casey Mize.
Didn't we kind of think that might happen?
Yeah, yes. But then it hurts when it happens.
Yeah.
It was like seeing Tarek Skubal in Dodger Blue.
And they did that to buzzer.
The Skubal deal, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. He got moved to the San Diego Padres.
What? They did Mize at the buzzer.
Mize was at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Skubal was Saturday night.
Saturday night, yeah.
And you get back for Casey Mize. Cash Mayfield, who's the Padres' number two rated prospect in a system that isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego's farm system is not elite.
Yeah.
And then Jackson Wolf, who is a much more, to me, he's like a depth minor guy.
Okay.
He's not a rookie. He's not somebody who's been in the minors for a few years. I think he's a 5-year vet now.
Okay.
And he's kind of a perennial minor league player. So he's kind of that guy.
Yeah.
But Cash Mayfield is somebody who I think is somebody that you look at and go, okay, maybe this. He's a guy that's got still some development. He's got some movement on some of his stuff like that. He's a lefty.
Yeah.
Both of them are lefties, but Cash is a lefty.
Yeah.
So you like that after the Scooble deal.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's just you're selling the, you're stripping the car for parts. And it's like, well, how am I supposed to get to work in the morning?
That's true. No,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Yeah.
So it's like, it's just a bummer. Now, the organization says, we're not throwing in the towel on the year. We still want to win games and be competitive and make this and make a push for the postseason.
Okay.
I mean, your two top pitchers are gone, which is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, we'll see. Michigan health officials are reporting the first two deaths linked to the state's cyclospora outbreak as the number of confirmed cases continue to climb. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says the outbreak has now reached 11,234 confirmed cases, 193 people hospitalized. Officials say people who died had significant underlying health conditions that were worsened by cyclosporiasis and dehydration. They stress the illness is generally not life-threatening. Investigators continue searching for the source. Iceberg lettuce from Central Mexico remaining the leading suspect. Health officials are urging consumers to buy whole heads of lettuce, discard the outer leaves, thoroughly wash the inner leaves before eating. So two people dead, but they had some underlying issues that could
severe underlying health conditions.
Health conditions, because I mean, cyclosporiasis is not usually deadly.
No, no, unpleasant.
Oh yeah,
but not deadly.
Yes.
Yeah. Oil prices fell about 5% yesterday. It was a 3-week low. That came after Donald Trump, coming out of the weekend, held off this, you know, barrage of military attacks on Iran, and. The UAE and Qatar and Saudi Arabia and all these countries were asking the president to hold off on the military action, and he did, and he said talks were resuming, but then Iran came out and said, nah, we're not talking.
We ain't talking right now.
But Brent futures fell 440 yesterday, or that was about 5%. It was about $83.50 a barrel. That's up a little bit this morning, a few dollars. West Texas crude fell 6% yesterday. Again, these markets are just hanging on what Donald Trump is saying, what these leaders are saying, what the indications are, and what type of real conversations are happening behind the scenes.
The stocks, though, did pretty well.
Rallied a little bit, yeah.
Dow futures up this morning, S&P.
Yeah, the futures are up.
Yep, NAS, they're all up this morning, the futures.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, and again, in a moment where, like, today's primary day here in Michigan.
Yeah.
And, you know, then it's a sprint to November. Yeah. This is where the talks between the United States and the Iranians, good, great, whatever conversations are happening behind the scenes, I'm a little dubious that we're going to get to a deal here, at least right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Iran is quite content on hanging around.
Absolutely.
And just letting things fester.
We have these deals and things are, you know, ceasefires and all of that. And then Iran decides they don't want to do it anymore. And then here we are.
But I think they're fine with just letting it be until November. I mean, you want, how else can you, how do you hurt Donald Trump? Well, you hurt him politically.
Yeah.
They're just going to keep this thing floating right in the middle of the ocean, just right there.
Well,
on a buoy. And then that's, how does that impact what happens in November?
Well, unless they start floating in the ocean between now and November, if Donald Trump just, you know, says, okay, enough is enough. And he starts, you know.
Oh, sure. I mean, that is an option. I mean, he's talked about heavier military action.
Yeah.
But we haven't gotten there yet.
No.
Haven't gotten there yet.